Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Rural economic development loans and grants offer resources for communities in their efforts to foster local economic growth. Rod Bain from the USDA has more.
One of USDA's funding programs gives resources for building rural economies.
The Rural Economic Development Loan and Grant Program. Through this program, USDA makes capital available to create jobs and spur economic growth in rural communities.
And as Rural Development, Rural Business Cooperative Service Administrator Karama Neal elaborates, investments in infrastructure to assist rural communities can in turn foster job creation for local economies. As far as how the Rural Economic Development Loans and Grants Program operates,
the Red Lake Program is a flexible, innovative program that provides 0% interest loans and grants to borrowers of the USDA Rural Utility Service. So these are typically rural electric cooperatives. Those borrowers use those USDA funds to make loans to local businesses for projects that create and retain jobs in rural areas and in towns with populations of fewer than 50 residents.
USDA made its most recent award announcement regarding what is also known as Red Leg.
This most recent announcement includes $14 million of investments in 10 states.
You heard the Rural Business Cooperative Service Administrator earlier describe the Red Leg program as offering flexibility regarding use in building rural economies. She offers some examples among the recent funding recipients, including
in the Missouri Ozarks, the Wet River Valley Electric Cooperative is going to use $1 million loan to help a school district build a storm shelter and renovate facilities. Another example, in Western Ohio, Midwest Electric Incorporated will use a $300,000 grant to improve roads and the sanitary stormwater and sewer systems at an industrial park in that area.
And a third example, based out of East Tennessee,
Johnson City Energy Authority will use a $1 million loan to help a marketing company purchase and renovate a manufacturing facility so they can take on additional clients and grow the business and increase economic output in the region.
Administrator Neal says these examples and other projects funded by rural economic development loans and grants can provide inspiration to local communities and their economic development leaders.
We want other folks to think about what might be possible in their communities, how they might partner with rural electric cooperatives and rural utilities to provide these additional sources of capital in their communities.
More information about Red Leg and funding applications are available through state rural development offices.
Go to rd.usda.gov. There's a contact us link that will get you to the state offices.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again on Monday.